Welcome to The Good Stuff with Sonoma County Wine Growers. I'm Virginie Boone alongside Carissa Cruz, CEO of The Wine Growers. We're here to talk about what makes Sonoma County such a special place to grow, make, and enjoy wine.
Lots of enjoying wine. Isn't that the point?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Lots of enjoying wine. I'm with you.
Well, we are actually running a pre-recorded show today because I'm not here.
You look like you're here.
I look like I'm here. How is that possible?
How is that possible? So, tell us more.
Yeah, the Sonoma County Wine Growers team this weekend is actually in Chicago for a big Sonoma in the City event in partnership with Let Us Entertain You Restaurants.
Ha ha ha.
I know.
I love the name.
I know, right? Which I think, as the legend goes, their restaurant, RJ Grunts, which is in Lincoln Park in Chicago, which I used to live near that restaurant, created the original salad bar.
Oh.
I know.
Really?
Yeah. And again, as legend goes, it was basically the restaurant was small and they didn't have enough room for the storage of some of the pantry items. So they started kind of putting them out and voila.
And voila. Wow.
It became the salad bar.
I really would love to know what the first salad bar consisted of.
I have no idea.
Did it have sneeze guards?
I don't know. I don't know. But
probably not. I'm thinking probably not.
Jeff, our producer's like, absolutely not. Yeah. No, that's not probably happened. But we're super excited to be back in Chicago. We have 34 wineries with us. A big grand tasting today on Saturday the 7th for consumers. This past week, I got to go in a couple days early and work with the Somms and the buyers throughout the Let Us Entertain You family of restaurants. So they have the RPM Italians and Steakhouse and Seafood, Mon Ami Gabby's, among other restaurants, and do some wine education. So sent a bunch of wine back there and got to chat with them. And so lots of great things, and really appreciate our partnership with Let Us Entertain You. They're a big partner. A la like Landry's that really support our wineries on premise, so wines out in restaurants across the U.S. And then we also love doing consumer events, and Chicagoans love wine.
It's a great city for all things.
And the event sold out over a week in advance. So,
how many people will be coming?
I think
thousands.
Not thousands. I think the space holds, I think, about 500 to 600 people. So
that's a lot of people.
Yeah, for a couple hour grand tasting. We have a new VIP lounge this year, and it should be lots of fun doing a master class in advance for about 40 guests. And so all things Sonoma County.
And those guests are consumers, or are they?
Consumers.
Okay.
Yep. So the wine education is for the Somms and the buyers. We did that earlier this week. And then today is a master class that consumers can opt into before the big grand tasting. So about 40 of those. And we're doing a tour kind of showcasing Pinot Noir throughout the different AVAs of Sonoma County. So we have a couple farmers on the panel, a couple winemakers. Going to be super fun.
Okay. And how many AVAs do you think that is?
Gosh, we're pouring wines, I believe, from 7 AVAs.
All right. Well, showing off the diversity once again of Sonoma County.
One of my favorite things to do.
All right. We'll be right back on today's Good Stuff. Joining us on today's Good Stuff, we have a packed studio today. Oh, Chris is so excited about that.
I am seeing the future.
Yes, I know. The future is here. We are happy to have Emily Laca, ag teacher at Annalee High School. Thank you. You've been on before.
I was going to say return guest.
Nice to see you again.
Yeah, you too.
And then you've brought some of your students. Bailey Cassidy, North Coast FFA Region President and a member of the AHS Grapevine Pruning Team.
Yes.
Welcome.
That's a lot of descriptions for someone still in school here.
I know, but I'm not even done.
I'm not done.
And then we've got Harlan Menendez, Annalee High School student, also FFA member of the AHS Grapevine Pruning Team as well. So my goodness, thank you for being here.
And I just have to say, I love this because Emily, when you were on formerly with your husband, with Riggs, we talked about you've got to come back and bring a few of your students. And so we can actually get in and get your perspective on all these programs and what, you know, what you like about ag. So I'm happy we actually, here we are.
Here yes. we are. People, yeah. people of action. We have.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's the year of the horse, as we talked about in our last show. So we are all about action.
We're all about action. Running.
This entire year.
We're running. So. Well, maybe, Emily, we start with you and you give us a little bit of a sense of the FFA and sort of how it's structured at Annaly.
Yeah. So FFA is, I don't even know where to start. There's so much to it. So essentially, it all revolves around agricultural education, working with our youth. In our program at Annaly High School, we offer a ton of diverse classes and pathways for students to take. So we have students who are focused on ag mechanics. They're learning all those technical skills. I always say good skills for homeowners, you know, being able to fix little things around your house.
So true.
And then we have ag business classes. Of course, business is everywhere, no matter what industry you're in. We have an agri-science program that focuses on animal science, plant science, and then we have our solely plant science program as well. So students enroll in any of those classes, or in some cases, many of those classes, to gain hands-on experience, but also a deeper understanding in the classroom of that knowledge and background. And then within that, FFA is actually an intracurricular student-led leadership organization, the largest in the world, which is really exciting. And in FFA, they're learning more leadership development, of course, soft skills, you know, public speaking, time management, those types of things, and then some hard skills as well, depending on what the students' interests are in. They can join any sort of teams to gain further real hands-on in-depth knowledge in different parts of the industry. So there's a lot to it. Our students also raise varieties of projects. Every student has their own project that's solely focused on what their passions are. It has to be related to agriculture, of course, but we have students, and I'm sure Bailey and Harlan can share about their own projects, but students that, of course, like raise animals for the fair. We have a lot of students that do that, but we have also have students that have job placements at mechanic shops or nurseries or anything, you know, along those lines to their own businesses. A lot of our students are entrepreneurs, and they are making, selling, providing services in any aspect. So lots to do. There's, you know, as a teacher, I always try to push that there's really something for everybody, no matter what their passions are. So it's really exciting to be able to share that with students and see what they're excited about to help them with their futures.
Absolutely. So, well, maybe we should talk to some of these students. So, Bailey, maybe we start with you. What is your interest in agriculture? What sort of projects are you working on?
Yeah, so my SAE project, Supervised Agriculture Experience, is raising market hogs for our local county fair. This has been my project for the first 2 years of high school, and it was amazing. It really provided me with skills of responsibility and time management, putting in my own money, and then being able to raise these live animals to take to fair, train them, and show all my hard work that I put into it. It was an amazing opportunity. And then this past summer, I had a lot of different conferences going on. There's a couple national conferences that I went to. So I unfortunately didn't want to have livestock project at that time. But as Ms. Locke was mentioning, there are so many different opportunities. So I started an informational website, and it was a huge growing experience working through technical difficulties and whatnot, and really being able to try and connect with the community to be able to teach more about agriculture that maybe not everyone knows about. So knowing that there are so many different opportunities has really brought me comfort that I can not only raise animals for the fair, but I could also participate in more plant science on the grapevine pruning team and so on. So it's been an amazing time working through this.
Yeah. So, yeah, lots
I wanna
to
know,
do.
I want to know, before we move on to Harlan and hear about her project, but did you grow up on a farm? How, like, what made you interested in agriculture?
I unfortunately was not raised in agriculture, but of course, living in Sonoma County my entire life, I've always been surrounded by it. And so I've always had this fondness for it and interest in it. And my freshman year, I knew I wanted to raise these hogs for our fair. And my brother, who was not an FFA, he did know that you have to be in an agriculture class. So I signed up for our ag bio class. And I got what we like to call voluntold to participate in a public speaking event. And from there, it just kind of ignited my passion to go further into all these different leadership development events and career development events.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I think if you guys want to take over the show.
Yeah.
Very well spoken.
Bailey and Harlan can host, co-host.
Yeah, definitely. So Harlan, tell us a little bit about you. Did you grow up in agriculture?
So I actually didn't grow up in agriculture, but my entire life I loved animals. I loved working with animals and getting that hands-on experiences. So when I was in middle school, we had to complete a community service project. So I was like, okay, what do I love? And I was like, animals. So I started volunteering at this horse rescue. So I was doing that about once a week. And then when I got into high school, you know, Laka told me about SAEs. And I was like, okay, let's see how much further I can take working at this horse rescue. And so now I'm out there, you know, 2-3 times a week when I can. And it's just it's an amazing experience getting to work with these horses, seeing them come in, you know, not in the greatest shape, getting to work with them, saddle train them, get them really good on a halter, and just getting that experience to work with a variety of horses, and also getting to work with a variety of people, you know. Mm-hmm. Every volunteer, every staff member there has their own story, and it's just such a unique experience getting to know all those people out there.
Yeah, amazing. I mean, it is really hands-on experience. Mm-hmm. Like, how big is the FFA program at your high school?
We have close to 250 students. Wow. On our roster and our membership, and that includes anything from freshmen through seniors, but also a graduated senior. Some of them are still on our roster because they can apply for their American FFA degrees and awards a year out of high school. So we have just a few there, but primarily those are students on our campus.
Wow. Okay. And is your campus the only one in Sonoma County that has the grape pruning team?
No, there's actually quite a few that we see at different contests. We just had our Sonoma County pruning contest early in January. And girls, how many teams were there? There were quite a few. I want to say four of us, maybe.
Yeah.
Different high schools.
And oh, wow.
So talk
about the pruning contest or championship. What is that? Give us a little more detail.
Well, really important skill, obviously, in our industry, especially this time of year. And so our students are really learning all the techniques that vineyard employees are doing every single day. So, of course, we're focusing a lot on quality of how they can prune, especially here in Sonoma County, right, where we're going for quality versus quantity.
Right.
And so really focusing on their precision and their technique, being able to make a vine as absolutely perfect as it can be. And then speed is also a factor in that as well. So being able to do that at a quick pace. The Sonoma County contest was held at SRJC at Schoen Farm. Mm-hmm. And so we got to prune on their vines there. But then we also, our team travels around the state where we compete against all of California FFA. So students from the Central Valley, from Southern California, you know, all over. And in those contests, they are pruning wine grapes, table grapes, and raisin grapes, and a couple of different styles. Hmm. And so they have to take an exam. So it really is knowing the knowledge aspect as well.
Yeah. So what made each of you decide to be part of the pruning team? Because that's an extra part of your time commitment.
My junior year, I knew quite a few people who were on the team previously. And up until that point, I only did public speaking, which was amazing in its own aspects. But I really wanted to branch out and try something new that was more hands-on. And so Grapevine Pruning was amazing because I live in Guerneville, so near Corbell Winery. Mm-hmm. And of course, in Sonoma County, we're surrounded by wineries everywhere. So that was kind of my drive, is being able to understand the world around us a little bit better and really being able to work closely, not only individually, but also with the team. Mm-hmm. And being able to learn more about the earth that we're surrounded by.
Yeah, amazing. How about you?
Well, I was a freshman when I joined, and I was already a part of our livestock judging team, which I'd say is more so a mental competition. Hmm. And then I was like, okay, I want to do something that's a little bit more hands-on. And that's when Mrs. Laka told me about our grapevine pruning team. So I was like, okay, I'll try it out for a season. And I really, really enjoyed it, getting to do something hands-on that's still semi-competitive, that's really fun because you're competing as a team. And so I continued that through my sophomore year, and it's just been such a great experience.
So how many people are on the team?
This year we have 9.
9?
Yes.
So, and you did in January, so that was sort of the regional Sonoma County. And then are you headed to state? And what does that look like?
Yeah, so January was a crazy busy month. We started with Sonoma County, and then we had a contest that Tokay High School put on down in Lodi.
Oh, wow.
Or over in Lodi.
Yeah.
And did absolutely amazing there. So with the teams, there's four students on a team, so we actually have two full teams that are traveling and competing. And at that contest, both teams were in the top five in every single category we possibly could have been, which was really, really big success. And then we went to Reedley, and Reedley was an amazing contest. And I'm actually going to turn it over to these two ladies to share about their great success down in Reedley.
Well, Reedley is one of my favorite contests. As Harlan mentioned earlier, livestock judging is more of a mental competition. And
Why is that? What does that mean? Why is
Harlan,
that mental?
I'll let you share.
I'm curious. That kind of struck me. I'm curious.
Well, for livestock judging, I feel like the competition, it's a lot longer, and it's just you and yourself. You can't talk to people. It's you and the animals the entire day, you know, looking at them. Hey, this one's a little bit better. I'm going to run it to the top of the class. And then after you're done placing all the classes, there's a public speaking part of it where you have maybe 20 minutes to prepare about a 2-minute speech on each class.
Yep. Wow. Okay. So, I got it. So, that is very different than being out in the vineyard pruning.
Yes.
Okay. So, then take, yes.
So, my favorite parts about Reedley is, first off, it's a very large competition. There's 99 students there this year. But you're able to, you're broken up into different segments. So, you take turns doing the different styles of pruning, and you're able to talk to everyone around you. So that's one of my favorite parts, is truly being able to make those connections while out pruning. And also with the judges, after you prune your vine, your two vines, you prune your third vine in front of a judge, and you're able to talk to the judge about your knowledge and really fully explain what you're doing. And that's also one of my favorite parts, because you're getting to know an industry professional, and they're also able to talk to you and make that connection with you. So we had a very successful time. Our A team placed first overall, which was an amazing
accomplishment.
And they're both on that team.
I was going to say, they're very humble, these two.
They are.
Yeah,
and then both of these ladies and another one of their teammates were in the top five individually.
Wow.
And Harlan, share how you did.
I placed fifth overall in the contest, and then I placed in a couple of our subcategories, too.
Amazing.
That is amazing.
And then Miss Bailey was the champion that day.
Stop.
Oh, wow. Okay, we're going to
All right. Yeah, they are taking over our podcast vision.
I know.
We're just going to clap.
We'll just sit in the back and say, oh, my God, was really
cool. And cheer on.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we actually mentioned, so what year are you guys in school?
I'm a senior this
year.
I'm a sophomore this
year. Wow. Sophomore performing at that level already. Look out, world. You got two more years. Are you going to keep doing it?
Yes, most definitely.
Okay, you're committed now because you've said it on air. Yeah. So all of Sonoma County now knows.
No takebacks.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah. You have to recruit other people, too, as people graduate and go on to the bigger world. But, so how do you do that? Do you have an introductory class where people can kind of, find out more about pruning, or...?
We do have, of course, our classes where it is somewhat introduced. But before our season starts, I do just host an informational meeting to share with any student that's interested about what it would look like. And then we just start practicing. Honestly, I feel like the best way to recruit is just by doing. And the team has had great success the last few years, of course. And so that kind of helps, I guess, aid in recruitment, too. Everybody sees the awesome success and wants to be a part of it. But also just the camaraderie. The team really is a good family, and it's been fun to travel and get to know each other.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on The Good Stuff. Stuff talking all things agriculture in Sonoma County with Emily Laca, agriculture teacher at Annalee High School, and two of her students and FFA affiliated leaders, I would say.
FFA, Future Farmers of America, too. We should just
Future
say
Farmers
that for
of America.
That might not know.
Yeah, so Bailey Cassidy, who is the regional president, and also a member of the Grapevine Pruning Team, as we've been discussing, and Harlan Menendez, also with FFA and the Grapevine Pruning Team. So we're hearing about all your success. I mean, how do you balance everything? Your school, your life, your work, all these lovely things that you get to participate in.
For me, it's like, what do I love doing the most? I obviously love grapevine pruning, and I love working at a horse rescue. So I put those at the, you know, as priorities on my list of stuff to do. I love going to practices, so I make it a priority. I'm there. I'm at practice twice a week. I'm at the rescue once or twice a week. And then balancing that with school, it's really just like, okay, maybe I have to stay up a little bit later and get my schoolwork done, but that's okay because I love doing it. When you love doing something, it's like, okay, you love it, you want to keep doing it. So it makes it easier to like push through those long nights and early mornings.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Okay, what about you? You're a senior, so you've had a little bit more experience going up.
There's definitely been a lot of missed days of school, I will say, but it's all worth it completely. And I think, like Harlan was saying, it's truly following your passions. So throughout my time, I've done a lot of public speaking events and different conferences, which I have missed school for, but it's so worth it because you're gaining leadership skills and skills that really are applicable in any field in the future. For me, that is agriculture, but for many others, it's not. And so I think being able to understand that this is like school. This is somewhere I'm gaining so many new skills where I'm able to take it forward. And so being able to look at the days of school that I have missed, I'm able to sit back and do those assignments that I missed and turn those in. The biggest thing for me is communication with my teachers, mm-hmm. which fortunately communication is one of the many skills that I've gained through FFA. So it kind of balances out, and it's something that I've taken a lot of pride in my schoolwork, but also in my accomplishments in FFA. So it's one of those things that I will continue to do even if I'm missing school because I'm gaining so much from it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and you teased it. So you want to stay in agriculture.
Yes.
Which we need more women in agriculture.
Yes.
So super happy to have both of you. Well, and teacher. Mrs. Locke.
The inspiration.
I feel like I need to address you appropriately. So what do you want to do?
So after I graduate this spring, I'm looking to continue my education at a four-year university. Although I have not chose which one yet, I do know I want to major in animal science.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, so hopefully when I do graduate, one of my main interests is becoming an ag teacher, just because of how much.
Oh, even better.
Okay.
Yeah, and just because of how much they've impacted me over the years, and really being able to have that same effect on future students, hopefully. If not becoming a teacher, potentially a vet, but it's still something that I'm looking into, and I know that during my time in college, I hope to continue in leadership positions, so really trying to figure out where my path may take me in the future.
Well, you have time, but
yes.
are you thinking about, or do you have some ideas of where you might go to college or where you want to live? Or
yeah, I've applied to a lot of different schools. Right now, Chico is one of the top ones on my list. But two others that I'm also looking into is Washington State University as well as Colorado State University.
Sure, yeah.
Just because they are amazing schools with amazing ag programs and leadership opportunities.
Say, Virginie Sun looked at Colorado State University before choosing Cal Poly, right?
He was very tempted. Yeah, we went to Fort Collins, great city, and great campus.
Yeah.
And people there seemed really, really generous with their time. So.
Yeah. That's great. And Harlan, any ideas? Are you thinking you love horses so much? Is that something that might be in your future?
Well, I'm not exactly 100% sure what I want to do.
So that's okay.
You have even more time.
You've got a lot of time.
I definitely do want to do something with animals, whether it be like a behavioral and training aspect or veterinary medicine. But I'm also really passionate about getting like our younger youth involved with agriculture and getting them those hands-on experiences that I have been given.
That's great.
So maybe an agricultural teacher would be something.
Wow. I mean, you're inspiring, you know, the next generations.
We need more ag teachers for sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, maybe just talk a little bit too, because just a little bit about your background and how you got to Sonoma County. And you've certainly transformed this ag program at Annalee, because I've been able to observe as a little bit of an outsider insider in this role. So tell us a little bit more about you.
Well, yeah. I actually grew up in Southern Oregon. I grew up on a sheep ranch. We had sheep and grass hay, and so did that my whole life. Showed competitive livestock since I was, I think, old enough to walk, traveling around the West Coast primarily, all the large animal livestock species. And so I was super involved with 4-H and FFA growing up, and that led me to college. I had full ride scholarships for livestock judging that helped pay for my college. And so I went to Lynn Benton Community College up in Oregon and then was recruited to Chico State. So that's
I knew there was a Chico guy. Yeah. When you said that, I was like, wait a minute, I think your teacher went there.
Yeah. That brought me to California. And then after that, I never left. People think I'm crazy for it, but I love it here.
We don't think you're crazy.
No, we don't think you're crazy. There's so much diversity here, and it's beautiful, of course. We all know that. But after college, I actually worked in the vegetable industry and in grower relations in the Central Valley primarily for a few years before my husband and I moved here to Sonoma County. And as you know, Riggs is from here, family vineyard and winery. And so we moved here so that he could take over for his father as a vineyard manager. And I got the teaching job actually at El Molino High School then. That's when El Molino was still here. And then our schools consolidated with Annalee and been at Annalee ever since. But I can't take credit for everything. We've had some amazing agriculture teachers and leaders in our program, whether it's different teachers or students who have just worked really hard to make our program more diverse, to provide more opportunities for different students. Like we said, there's something for everybody. You know, I would not be able to do nearly any of this by myself. And so I want to give credit to our other two current ag teachers, Miss Courtney King, who's from Petaluma, as well as Miss Marin Powers, who actually graduated from Annalee. So she's back where she kind of went to high school at. So together, you know, I think we're kind of a good team. And we all have the same goal of just providing amazing opportunities for our students.
Yeah.
But just to brag a little bit on her for a minute, she
left something out.
Just received the Outstanding Leader in Agriculture Education Award. So you get to take a little credit for
another clap for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, pretty amazing. I love that.
I know. Well, I mean, talking about, you know, trying to get more people into ag teaching, and I think that when we had you on previously, like Riggs had, your husband had also been an ag teacher. Mm-hmm. What do you think, what's the spark? Like, how do you start that? Is it through FFA? Is it through getting more high schools to have ag programs?
I think it's just a passion, and that's what led me to it, is I love agriculture, and I loved working with students, and so those things kind of naturally fit together. But of course, people do have those direct pathways, but there's a lot of us ag teachers that came in it in a very non-traditional way where we didn't plan on doing it, but destiny led us here. So lots of different ways for sure of how people become ag teachers.
Yeah. No, I love that. And you probably, I mean, it benefits from having real world experience, I'm sure, because you can draw on that when you're explaining
Absolutely.
Things in
the classroom. I use my industry experience every single day in and out of the classroom.
Yeah. Right.
Yes. And we should probably just mention Riggs connected to Hallberg Ranch and Meredith's Winery. Just
little plug
full,
there.
Yeah, the full. You know, gives us something else to tag in the episode.
Lots of good
there
stuff.
You go. Yeah, lots of good stuff there. For sure. I know. So tell us a little bit more. So there's so many different components to the animals and the pruning. Like, what's your absolute favorite part?
My favorite part is the community, for sure.
Love that.
Through public speaking and pruning, I would say that the community is just amazing. And I've truly, when I came onto high school campus, my brother had his football friends. So it was a whole sea of new students. And I really found that home in the community of Sebastopol FFA and even California FFA.
Yeah.
For me, I love getting those hands-on real world experiences that I can connect outside of the classroom. You know, I'm making relationships with people within the classroom, but then we're traveling all over the state, especially in the spring season, and I get to build connections with people, you know, in the Central Valley, Southern California, and getting those relationships, it's just such a great experience.
That's awesome.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on The Good Stuff.
Back
chatting with Emily Loca, agriculture teacher at Annalee High School, and Bailey Cassidy, Harlan Menendez, both students at Annalee and Future Farmers of America members and Grapevine Pruning Team members.
And I think these might be our first students on the Good Stuff.
I think so, and I hope not the last.
And not the last. So you guys are, we're setting some records here today, which sounds like is very much what you two are already doing with everything else. So just add it to the list. I know.
So we did want to talk about it's National Future Farmers of America Week.
Yeah, what does that mean? It's starting
now. Right? So what is that? And it's probably a big deal. Explain everything.
So National FFA Week is an amazing week for all FFA members across the country, really being able to celebrate this organization that we get to call home. And even for FFA alumni, it's an amazing time to really be able to showcase what we have going on. And I know for Sebastopol FFA, this week we have amazing things planned. We have spirit days every week, which is so fun for members to be able to dress up and show their spirit for not only our FFA chapter, but kind of in our school as well. And then we also have a lot of activities. We have a teacher breakfast to show our appreciation for all the teachers.
So what does that look like? Do you have to cook or do you serve or what is that?
Donuts?
Kind of a little bit of both.
Well, we're going a little nicer than
donuts.
Yeah, I was gonna
say, maybe something a little more local, connected local to agriculture.
Donuts,
yeah.
We're actually having some of our students come into school early Monday morning, and we're making pancakes and bacon and eggs.
Beautiful.
Love it.
Orange juice.
What
and
time
coffee.
What time should we be there?
About 8 o'clock.
Okay, perfect. Okay. I like it. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, so an amazing time to also celebrate the teachers that have been able to help our students go on these different trips.
That's great.
And thank them for that. And then we also have different lunchtime activities for our members. We have a quad takeover day, so there's relay races and tons of fun stuff for our members to look out for this week.
So as I'm driving on High School Road into Sebastopol, I'm going to see a lot of chaos happening outside there in the parking lot.
Just join in.
What's going
Just
in?
Join in.
Yeah,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Just check in.
Yes. So very fun. And then we also have our family night at Bolotto Vineyards, which is an amazing time to bring our members, but also invite their family and friends. And we'll have a couple fun events there, like line dancing, which, you know, there's definitely a popularity surge in that. So we're excited to bring everyone in on that.
And that's nice. So, and it's really nice. So all your families get to sort of spend time with each other as well and celebrate what you're doing.
Yeah, and I would say, I know my first year, my sophomore year, when I came to family night, it was a night where only my mom was able to come, but she made connections with other members and their families.
How nice is that? Yeah.
It was kind of amazing to see that community grow.
I was going to say, very nice community
it's
event.
It's so nice,
overall.
Too. John and Terry are great supporters of our program. The grapes from our school vineyard actually go there, and Anthony makes the wine for that, and so really thankful for that relationship. And I think John still holds the shot put record at Annalee.
He probably does. I mean, he was originally headed to college for that.
So we have a really great relationship with them.
With Bolotto. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, so FFA Week is going to be amazing. We're very excited for this upcoming week and being able to celebrate it with our members and with our community.
And through National FFA Week, do you connect with other schools or other states, like since everyone's kind of doing stuff, or do you hear of cool things other chapters are doing?
I will say, especially
in your role,
especially being a teenager and seeing all the Instagram posts and whatnot, there's a lot of cool things that are happening throughout the state and nation, and it's really cool to be able to see these videos that may have been kind of uncovered come to light because so many people are celebrating this National FFA Week at one time. It really shows not only bringing it to agriculturalist pages, but also showing it to the world of what we're here for and really being able to celebrate that.
Yeah. Well, I would love to know, you know, from your perspective on top of that, like how can people find out more about Future Farmers? How can they get involved
and
either locally or nationally?
And your programs.
Maybe Harlan, you could tell us.
Yeah. So honestly, I love events like family night at Bolotto's because then, you know, our families get to come out and see us. Like, they get a little bit more of a glimpse into what we do. And then more so for like the general public, I know that our chapter especially is pretty active on Instagram. Mm-hmm. You can see, you know, what we've been up to, where we've been traveling, what upcoming events we have, how our chapter members have been doing in like a variety of different, you know, teams and public speaking and all that fun stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So, and so Emily, maybe from you, like where, how can people find out more about your events, but also the organization in general?
Mm-hmm. So kind of like Harlan said, we are active on social media. So we do have an Instagram. It's just Sebastopol FFA.
Okay.
We have a Facebook page. The students tell me Facebook's for old people, but I try not
I've
to take
offense. I've been hearing that a lot
that.
Lately too.
Right.
But for the adults who are on Facebook, we're of course there. Of course, we have our Annerley High School website. And then we're always just available. If there's ever any questions or need more information, as a teacher, I'm always available. You know, my email, phone, all of that. And then we do have one of our important officer positions is the reporter. So we have a chapter reporter, and their job is also to write articles. We're often in the Farm Bureau newsletter that goes out each month, and then different various local newspapers as well.
Well, we would love to share some of those as well, some of the stories. That would be great. And any fundraising that where the community can support?
Absolutely.
You and the team?
Yeah, we have, well, we just had, no, we are in doing it. Our,
yes.
Our spring barbecue fundraiser, and all of those proceeds will go towards state FFA conference travel, which is coming up here in March.
That's great.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, all of you.
To have
great
you all.
Job.
The future looks
thank
bright,
you.
Virginie.
It sure does. Back on the good stuff.
Yeah.
To wrap stuff up. That was so cool.
Was that inspiring?
Yeah, very inspiring. I think, I remember doing some research on Future Farmers, and it's really impressive.
Yeah, and that it's a national organization, which is really impressive. Also, what I actually loved maybe the most is that neither one of these young women grew up in agriculture.
Right.
So this whole program, going to Annerley, meeting, it sounds like three fabulous ag teachers there, then to really inspire and now potentially come back and be an ag teacher or stay, you know, working in with animals, and I
love
we
it.
We need more of that.
I know.
You know, as we talk about, it's great to have the multi-generational farming families, but also the new kids.
Do you think at those vine trimming competitions they have like chants like you would at other sporting events? Like,
yeah.
We get the crowd going electric.
I think so.
We should.
Yeah.
Should we can, you know, we should broadcast live and like play some music in between and
I'm sure
take the
a
show
chance.
On the road.
Yeah, special shirts. Yeah.
Yeah, all of it.
Superstitions. Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. We should have asked about competition superstitions.
Yeah, do you always wear like the same boots or, you know,
That's always one of my favorite questions for our farmers for harvest. It's like, what are the harvest superstitions?
Yeah.
You know, you get a lot of people not shaving.
Most of them just
beard,
don't shave, yeah.
Or they wear, like, I think it's Steve San Giacomo, whatever hat he is wearing the day of the first harvest, he wears the entire season.
Yeah, which is...
Like, he doesn't change it up. So, yeah.
Okay, well,
just,
question for next time.
I know, because, we're going to have to add that list. Superstitions. Maybe we should just ask that to every guest. What are you, do you have any superstitions?
Yeah, what are you? Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, yeah, that could be the last segment. We'll just do, what are your superstitions and why?
And why.
And why.
Yeah.
Okay, and we'll break them down.
Well, we do need to break down our Tuesday night wine.
We do.
What are you going to do?
That was an interesting way to, like, segue.
I know,
I know.
I don't want to get, I was getting the look from our producer. I was a little slow on the last exit, you know, so timing and for commercial break, and so I didn't want to get the yank again.
No yanks. I'm going to do, you know, we talked about the connection to Hallberg Ranch and Emeritus. The Lacas have. So 2022 Emeritus Hallberg Brut Rosé.
I love that. Oh, that's fun. Brut
Rosé. As you love bubbles.
Because I do love bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, given what they said and how generous the Boletos are, and that's where the wine is made with Anthony, the winemaker there, I am going to do a shout out to the Boletos, and I'm going to have their 2021 Pinot Noir, and I'm just going to go Russian River Valley. And I love that actually on the website it says exhibits everything you would expect from a serious Pinot. And I feel like these young women are very serious about what they're learning and agriculture, and I think that's a cool connection. So that's what I'm drinking on Tuesday night.
Okay.
In honor of that.
Okay.
And I feel like I might have to crash the Boletto like family night, because I feel like I want to see all these families celebrating the ag students.
Do you think they'll wonder who you are while you're there?
Yeah, that might be.
I mean, you might have to show proof of, you know, relation.
Well, instead I will buy a ticket and enjoy the barbecue fundraiser that's coming up, so which you can learn more about on their website.
Okay. So, yeah, to find out more, do we have a website? We've got...
I think it's this. Look up the Sebastopol FFA.
Okay. Sounds good to me. And...
Yeah. There you go.
See,
celebrate
Tuesday.
Agriculture. Celebrate these young students
exactly.
In agriculture.
Okay.
Super cool program. Huge shout out to them.
From Sonoma County to wherever you are, remember to drink the good stuff.
Cheers to that.